oh, let's make that choice to worship the Lord, but let's also get to the place where it doesn't have to be a choice. Let's worship him all the time.
Yeah.
Wren Collective on Kinship Radio, mornings with Ryan and Beth. And I don't know about you, Ryan, but I think every day is a great day to worship our God.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are other things that could be done on days.
Right.
Maybe you can give me some ideas.
You can party.
Okay.
For all kinds of reasons.
Sure.
Because there are holidays every day of the year. And there were a lot today. I know there were a ton yesterday, the 15th, I think middle of October, somehow just got them. But I think some went to put that on the 15th, like, you know what? That's full. We'll go on the 16th instead. So again, a bunch of days to pick from today. For example, today is World Bread Day.
Bread.
You love the breads.
I love the breads.
I love the breads. And I have enough dough to buy the bread. Anyway. crusty joke.
But just go ahead and keep buttering that up.
So yeah, exactly. So
I got one in.
Woohoo! That is not one on my list here.
Oh,
so I took two real days for today, two real holidays, and then I made a third one up, and Beth, and you're going to guess which is the fake day today.
Okay.
And I do believe, we're not keeping any stats, but you're getting really good at this game, Beth.
Okay. I believe you.
Yeah, either that or I'm just getting worse. Also possible.
That could be it, too.
Here we go. First one, National Giant Pumpkin Day.
Giant Pumpkin Day.
Celebrating the ongoing quest to grow the biggest pumpkin imaginable. Every year, there's like,
they have the competitions and stuff. And,
and those gourds are
massive.
Engorged. They are
massive.
Huge.
I'm like, is that really a pumpkin or is it just a growth?
It's a car. It's so big.
Or
they'll lose because there was a crack or something. It's a science, I guess.
But
they're amazing, those big pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
So we have National Giant Pumpkin Day.
Yeah.
National Feral Cat Day.
Feral cats.
Supporting the feral cats through education and action.
Okay.
They take out a lot of birds every year. It's kind of a problem. So trying to figure out what to do with them.
Yeah.
How to do that.
Yeah.
Not humanely. Felinely.
Felinely?
Well, they're felines. They're cats.
Nice word. Okay.
So, yeah. I know that it's a problem here in Minnesota. I feel like it was a lot bigger problem in Ohio. I think it's because it was just a little bit warmer. The cats
had
no problem living through the winter. Mm-hmm. Man. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so National Feral Cat Day.
Yes.
And then International Shakeout Day.
Shakeout Day.
Yeah. This is to recognize areas of the globe prone to earthquakes. And just, I guess, recognition on what to do if one happens. I've never lived somewhere where it was an often thing. I can only remember one or two earthquakes I actually felt. So
really?
Yeah, in Ohio.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I remember just sitting at a stoplight, and I'm like, what's wrong with my car? It's kind of like really bouncing, and it was an earthquake. It was just kind of rocking a little bit.
In Ohio?
One time. Yeah.
Wow.
There is an eastern fault. It's just not that active.
So, wow.
But yeah, I was like, what was that? I get to work. The earthquake hit the, very tiny on the Richter scale. You'd only feel it if you were sitting down, which I was. So,
That doesn't really happen in Minnesota a whole lot.
International Shakeout Day.
Wow.
I don't know how you celebrate in Minnesota. Pretend there's an earthquake?
I think we'd have to.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, I just have that one that I remember. So.
I mean, I have been in this state for 5 decades, and I can't remember one.
We're very stable here.
Pretty stable.
Maybe even stodgy.
Okay.
The land is so steady.
Wow.
All right.
Yes,
so
yes, we are. All right.
We might flood, but we won't shake.
we have our own problems.
Right.
Okay.
One of these is not a real day.
All right. Let's see. National Giant Pumpkin Day. Yeah.
Woo!
I will say this is the time of year where, I mean, I have a couple of things on my bucket list that are particularly related to fall. One of them has to do with pumpkins. not necessarily the giant ones. Like, I really want to attend the International Pumpkin Chunking Competition. Where they take pumpkins and they like launch them from, you know, like catapults and trebuchets. And all that. Yeah, but you're not going to get one of those on one of those things.
You're going to grow a giant pumpkin? Is that
I'm
what
not
going to
grow one. No, please. I imagine you come in
with your prize pumpkin, holding it in two hands
because it's like broken in half.
It got 4 inches across.
Whee! No,
it's still green.
I'd buy a plastic one at the store. National Feral Cat Day. Now I can see. I could see something like this because, you know, some of the efforts out there, like, you know, to help control the population, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. they have those TNR, you know, activities, you know, like to spay and neuter and that sort of thing. And International Shakeout Day, boy, I could see some areas around the globe where earthquake safety would be a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really can't chime in because it affects your decision either way.
I know. I'll tell you which one I think is safe.
Okay.
I think International Shakeout Day is
I think that's real.
Safe.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, the name is kind of unique, but the concept is good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to call that one safe, I think. It's giant pumpkin or feral cat. Oh. So, I'm going to say you made up National Giant Pumpkin Day. Really?
You'd have to be out of your gourd to not pick this day. Yeah, there is a pumpkin day. I think it might even be coming up at some point.
Okay.
But there's no giant pumpkin day. I happened to be looking at news sources and saw one of these monstrosities.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, let's make that a day.
Okay. So,
but yeah, it doesn't exist. National Feral Cat Day today.
Okay.
And International Shakeout Day.
All right.
Pretend the ground's quaking, I guess. I don't know how else to celebrate that.
All right.
We'll see what I have tomorrow. Here's Jesus Loves from Zach Williams, Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth.